Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, I have some really good Riley Gaines tape. You know, you had a couple of young women who stepped off the podium in Oregon after a track meet this weekend, taking a stand. You know who's great on that outside of Riley is Jen Say from XY Athletics. I have an interesting hat story to tell to Jen as well, because I love her gear. So I don't know if you've ever been on their website, but they've got awesome gear. She does not pay me to say this. I bought it on my own with my own money, but it's really good quality. And I do kind of have a funny story to share with her when she joins us at the bottom of the hour. You know, what we're about to enter into with State Senator Nick Schorr, one of my favorites, is a bit of a microcosm of what happens on the federal level. And maybe, Nick, I can start by saying I just had a very heated conversation about the big, beautiful bill. You've seen Elon's tweet today or not? Have you seen it?
I have not. I've been paying attention to the different hearings out here. What did he say?
Okay, so this is kind of the big national story of the day. He said, I want to read it exactly to you because I don't want to misquote it here. This was about 5 hours ago. He said, I'm sorry, but I can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it. Now, I've made the case this afternoon that the math doesn't really work out here for the people who want the magic trick, but that's pretty hardcore, and President Trump has not responded. Carolyn has, but what are your thoughts on that, hearing that here for the first time?
Well, I was able to see this kind of firsthand, this sausage being made, as they say, as the House was debating this late into the night. It was like midnight when we finally left the gallery 2 weeks ago. Was down there for a different convention, and we kind of saw the different factions of the Republican Party. You had the Freedom Caucusers saying, hey, we want to pull back spending. We want to rein in all of this excessive spending like Elon's talked about. And then you've got a lot of these salt state Republicans and Democrat states that want to see all of these different increases and handouts. So I'm hoping that Eric Schmidt, Josh Hawley can cut some of that excess fat and keep some of the good stuff in there, like protecting the wall and stopping all of these heinous things that we're paying for with our tax dollars, like the surgeries to change Johnny to Jill. But I kind of agree with Elon that these bloated bills, we need to stop this if we're going to change the course of American history.
I don't disagree with that. But what I've said is the numbers are the numbers, and people, I think, expect miracles. We have members of Congress, and you know this because you saw this. You have members of Congress that are Republicans that are probably a little bit more like Democrats because they won in districts that, you know, Kamala Harris won. So what did you do about that? Would you like to shift over to have, think about the options here, all right? You have Akeem Jeffries would be the Speaker of the House, and we wouldn't be talking about any of this right now. They'd want to be talking about spending more money, and not only that, they'd raise taxes on everyone. So that's your other option, too. So I guess in the end here, I'm a bit more of a realist, but let's segue into Missouri, because one of the good things about our state is we have a balanced budget requirement, right? So you're now in a special session, and I want you to explain why you're there first and foremost, but there's a lot of money on the line right here, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a ton of money on the line. We've got the disaster relief with different natural disasters that have happened not only in our neck of the woods in the St. Louis City and St. Louis County areas, even St. Charles County. They were blasted with a lot of hail. But there were some other storms earlier in the year that I know the feds have stepped up and are working with the different counties and cities that were impacted back then. But yeah, we've got $25 million for disaster relief, and the Democrats and even some Republicans are saying, hey, let's increase that. I know some of the Democrats have even said, Steve Roberts and Steve Weber have said, we want to see, instead of $25 million, we want to see $250 million. So I highly doubt we're going to be going that egregious when it comes to what we're spending. But then on the stadium deals, we've got billions of dollars that we're discussing kind of handing over to these stadium owners to either renovate or get new stadiums. And we can get in the weeds in that as well. But here, the Freedom Caucusers and the more conservative Republicans are saying, well, wait a second. If we're spending all of this money like it's going out of style, let's return some of this money back to those who are making it, whether it's a tax break and income tax, personal property tax, real estate tax. The number one thing that I keep hearing about in our neck of the woods is, look, our assessments have just came in and they are skyrocketing. We need to do something about these runaway taxes. So that's where the chess game is happening right now. And to your point of what's happening in D.C., if the numbers don't math, if you don't have enough conservatives that think the exact same way that we do of let's get rid of personal property tax, let's at least not spend another session kicking the can. Let's do something. Let's trim it. Let's cap it. Let's freeze it. Let's do something. And ultimately, with the new cast of characters in the Missouri Senate, I think we're going to get something. It's not going to be the big income tax repeal, even though I think that there's a phenomenal path. After talking to a lot of different characters up here in Jefferson City this week, I think we do have a path to get to zero income tax next year. But when it comes to real estate assessments or personal property tax, I do firmly believe, and a lot can change overnight, but I do firmly believe when we go into session tomorrow, there's going to be several different paths on, and I think bipartisan paths, on modifying and kind of renovating how we do taxation here in the state of Missouri.
So you just reminded me of something, and I'm not going to identify. This is a friend of mine, and I promised him I would follow up on this, and I kind of spaced it out. But he sent me this text just a few weeks ago, and he said this: want to see comedy hour about our county government. My 2025 assessment went from $536,000 in 2024 to $767,000 this year. So that's a 43% increase. And he said he did an appeal and they adjusted it. Well, now they adjusted it to a 59% increase. They actually adjusted it in the other direction. And when asked for an explanation, they said go through a formal review process and they closed the case. And he said, talk about BS. So that's the kind of real stuff that people are experiencing right now, Nick.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I'm hearing in St. Charles County. I've got Joe Nicola is a suite mate of mine, my next door neighbor here in the Senate, and in his neck of the woods out on the western side of the state, they're dealing with the same thing. So we're going to see some discussions tomorrow on the state tax commission and their push. They're trying to enforce increases in property values. And we need to go the opposite direction. We need to put more power into the hands of the people. And look, you know, when you've got homes that people have lived in for 20 years, haven't done any modifications, and all of a sudden the value of it's jumping by 50%, something is a little off here. And we need to put the power back in their hands if they want to appeal. I've got friends who have appealed, and just like you said, it went in the opposite direction. It actually increased more than it did previously. So that's where we need to get serious. If we're going to have a supermajority Republican Party, let's do something with it. And I know that there is an appetite there with the people who are ticked off at how expensive life is getting in Missouri.
But that just to highlight something you just said, that's kind of the difference between Missouri, the two differences. We have a balanced budget requirement, right? We also have a supermajority Republican. So it'd be one thing if there was a supermajority in Congress and some of this stuff wasn't getting done. But in Missouri, I think it's a completely different situation. Now, piggybacking off of that, explain, because this is getting a lot more attention on the other side. And by the way, Kansas City got whacked with tornadoes today, and I don't know about the damage. But the stadium bill situation, what's going on with that? And explain that to the audience, because, again, I don't think a lot of people here understand what's happening there.
Yeah, so the special session, session by our Constitution ends, it ended a couple weeks ago. So there's a set date and time that you have to gavel out by. So if you don't get the work done, you got to go back either to session the next year or go into a special session. Now, in a special session, the governor can call it at their leisure. And we've had Democrat and Republican governors do this, but they get to lay out basically the directions as to what they're calling us back for. And this governor laid out a couple things. He laid out, keeping the Royals and the Chiefs here. And so in so many words, he's stating that we have to find a way to incentivize them to stay here. He's also trying to get some disaster relief to those in these impacted areas, right, not just the city of St. Louis. So if it's not in his directions, you basically can't do it. And you can get point of order. You can call out, if somebody wants to drop an amendment to move school board elections to November. Well, that's not in the call of the special session. So it actually makes all of the different parties, the three, the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, those three actors come together, because if you want something in there, like tax cuts, we've got to find a path, and we have to get the consensus of the governor to change that call a special session. So essentially here, what the state of Kansas has done is written a blank check. I think they're going to pay for up to basically 75% of the new stadiums if the Chiefs and the Royals move over there. You're going to get handouts from our good friends over there who signed an agreement a couple of years ago to not do these types of things, for lack of a better term, a border war. So what we're trying to do, and I don't necessarily agree with it, even though I think it's a better approach than what Kansas is doing, it's almost like a super TIF where they're taking some of this sales tax generated, the tax money generated, and allowing them to bond off of that money for a certain amount of years. I think it's like 30 years to use that money to renovate or build new stadiums. And essentially what both of these teams want to do, in talking to their different lobbyists, Kansas wants a brand new stadium, and the Chiefs, or the Kansas City Royals, want a brand new stadium, and the Kansas City Chiefs want to demolish Kauffman Stadium, even though there's nothing wrong with either one of them, so they can renovate and expand their footprint in a similar fashion to what the Cardinals have done with Ballpark Village. However, here's something that really ticks you off if you paid attention to what happened with the Rams, the NFL owners colluding, including the owners of the Kansas City Chiefs, to kick the Rams out to Los Angeles. Back when that was happening and we were spending taxpayer dollars figuring out a way to build a new stadium for the Rams in St. Louis, Stan Kroenke bought land in L.A. and said, no, don't look at it. This has nothing to do. We're not moving. We're staying in St. Louis. Well, the Royals have taken over a lease in Overland Park, Kansas, in an area where now everybody's focusing on it, saying, oh, you're going to Kroenke us. You're going to waste our time and the taxpayer dollars that are being utilized in the special session, and you're going to move to Overland Park, Kansas. Well, they're being coy, and they're saying, we haven't made up our minds. We haven't made our decisions. So that's where I will be filing a piece of legislation tomorrow. I'll update you. I'll send you some pictures on this.
Good. Please do.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tongue-in-cheek, but it's going to declare that the Cardinals are the rightful MLB team of the state of Missouri, and every other team is a subpar organization.
So, while I would agree with that, the owner of the Royals, John Sherman, says, look, we're not playing in Kauffman Stadium beyond the 2030 season. The leases go until 2031. I'd like to keep them here as well in Missouri. There are economic benefits, but then you get to the handouts and the tax incentives and all this other stuff, and it adds up. So if you had to handicap the stadium issue right now, where do you think it's going to land? And you also have to say, here's what I saw this morning, and you know this process much better than I, but I know Cindy Laughlin replaced someone on one of these committees because she thought she didn't have the vote. So one of the other things that happens in a state legislature or even in Washington, if the leaders of the committee don't like where it's going, and I guess Mike Kehoe might not like where it's going, they're going to try to get the math to where they want it to go. Right, Nick, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there were some changes made to the committees that they went through. I think there are three bills. There's a budget bill. There's some other disaster relief, and there's the stadium bill. I think a form of all three of those will pass. I think it's going to be a heck of a lot better, and I've said this to our friend Scott Fawn and many others, that if we can get a tax cut, I think that's going to sweeten the deal and make it a lot better. Will I be voting for any stadium funding or handout? No, not at all. But I will work with the governor to make that process better if it's going to result in us actually getting tax reform in the state of Missouri. Now, here's in my crystal ball. I've said this to many people. I think the Royals will be gone, and if they do, see ya.
Yeah,
I think
I'm fine
the
with that.
Chiefs I think the Chiefs will stay, though, from all the talks that I've had, despite the fact that I'm still a little heated at them for colluding with Jerry Jones and other NFL owners to kick our beloved St. Louis Rams to the door and allow them to go to Los Angeles.
So let me take you back to the regular session, because this applies as well. And you can correct me on the math, but there was what, like $50 million that was originally on the table as incentives for the dude who bought the AT&T building dirt cheap, right? And that did not get to the governor, correct, Nick?
No, it did not. It passed through the Senate. I voted against it. Several of us did. And it went over into the House, where the leadership over there started looking at it and said, well, hey, there's really no barriers here, that it just looks like it's not only going to be $50 million, it's going to be all these other perks as well.
Yeah, and let's just talk about the common sense aspect of that. For anyone to think that, you know, a few of us could have got together, you're a lawyer, so you're worth more than I am, but a couple of people, probably a lot of people listening right now, could have bought that building for $3 million and then asked for handouts of $50 million when you have a downtown St. Louis that's literally falling apart. So I think you know this. I'm not preaching at you, but I would say, hey, until St. Louis can prove, well, first of all, I don't like the handouts anyway, but you'd have to prove a lot here for me to support $50 million, $5 million, $1 million for the guy who bought the building dirt cheap. Same thing with Ballpark Village, et cetera, with Cordish and the the hotel renovation. They're going to want handouts too. So this is a process, and the asks are not going away. And then they're going to hear, you know, this is what we hear. You know this, Nick. The sky is falling, right? You're going to hear it on the Royals. We can't have the Royals leave Missouri. Well, on this side of the state, we're cool with it, right? we're fine with it.
Yeah.
But the scare tactics are going to be in play. And that's what you're going to hear.
Well, and we're going to have to put our foot down. I mean, at what point are we going to stop the bleeding? At what point are we going to stop the handouts? Because once we start handing out to, and we're already seeing it, once we're handing out to the Royals and the Chiefs, then you've got, you know, the Dome. They're coming in saying, well, wait a second, even though we got all this Ram settlement money that we haven't spent on anything, and thank God they're talking about using it for some of the disaster relief in St. Louis.
Right.
But then you've got Cardinals, and now Mizzou's coming forward. And again, you've got all of these private businesses doing it as well. We are a super majority Republican state. There are other ways to incentivize and keep these teams here. Hopefully we're going to take that road and keep these teams and save taxpayer dollars and send more in your pocket.
Okay, one more topic, just because you mentioned Mizzou. One of these proposals is for $25 million to help fund a nuclear research reactor at University of Missouri. Now, I think that that's at least worthy of a discussion if we're going to build a nuclear research reactor, because we should have done that 30 years ago. That's my position on that.
100%. My only issue with the way that we do these budget bills, even though I do agree with that, I think that's phenomenal that we're finally having this discussion. You and I both hunt out in Howard County.
Right,
so
exactly.
Mizzou is like a second home for us. And even though I like that, there's some other stuff in the budget bill that caused me to vote against it when it came across during the regular session.
That. Fair enough.
I'm hearing it's going to be trimmed back a little bit more. But yeah, I do think that that is one thing that you and I can both agree on. We're moving in the right direction when it comes to healthcare and innovation.
Nick Schroer, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you all. God bless you.
Send the info. Send me updates as this progresses, all right? I want to know. I want to be educated. I appreciate it. That's Senator Nick Schroer.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, little Jack White here on the bumper music. I love this song. It rocks at the end, called That's How I'm Feeling.
When it's cold outside.
The way I was feeling in the last hour is a little frustrated with the process of the big, beautiful bill and Elon Musk and what he was saying. So here's Rand Paul. And again, I don't want anyone to misunderstand. I love Senator Paul. I love what he stands for. Here's why he does not support the big, beautiful bill. Here's what he said earlier today.
Well, the main thing that I object to is raising the debt ceiling $4 or $5 trillion. That's an indication that we'll borrow that much. It's an indication that we'll put the debt on the back burner. We'll have no more discussion of it for a year or two. And really, we're locked in a year right now where in March of this year, most of the Republicans, not me, voted to continue the Biden spending levels in March. So we're operating under a continuing resolution, which originated as Biden spending levels. You remember Republicans saying, Bidenomics, Biden inflation, Biden this, Biden that. Well, they voted for that in March. So the deficit here at the end of the fiscal year, at the end of September, will be about $2.2 trillion. I'm not for that, so I voted against the spending levels. But now they want me to vote for $5 trillion worth of increase in a debt ceiling, and I'm just not for that. That's not conservative.
Well, and I understand that, but again, I don't know what the options are. He can, you know, the other way that this game is played is President Trump or whoever's in office says, okay, we can afford to have you take your principled stand, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to pass the bill. I don't know how this is going to land. I hope to get Senator Schmidt on the air here either tomorrow or on Thursday to talk about it. Jen Say is coming up from XXXY Athletics, who's really good on the women's sports issue because her company is standing up for women and saving women's sports. But I want to get into some audio before that. So two Oregon high school girls refused to share the podium with a trans competitor at the state track and field championships. It's pretty inspirational when you see these two students from Tigard High School, Alexa Anderson and Reese Eckerd from Sherwood High School. Here's John Roberts talking about it a little earlier with Riley Gaines.
These girls, in this particular case, did compete. They actually placed higher than the biological male, but they were still punished by a male official who shooed them away and said, get out of the picture.
That's what they do. That's what they've done the past few years, really. Any girl who dares to oppose this movement, who dares to even question this movement, they are the ones who are reprimanded, John, not the boy who's standing on the podium at their state championship, which bear in mind, John, this happened in five states this past week, five blue states. It happened in California, Oregon, Washington, Maine, and Minnesota, where boys were standing atop the podium at a women's state qualifying or state championship event. So these girls, to me, are heroines.
So just to repeat one of the points that John Roberts made, there's a race official, if you have not seen the video of this, Riley Gaines posted this out, As soon as they step down, he starts pointing them, get away from here, get away from there, because they were standing with their backs to the podium.
One of the athletes who was involved, Alexa Anderson, said this to Fox News Digital. We didn't refuse to stand on the podium out of hate. We did it because someone has to say this isn't right. And here's what she said when she elaborated to Laura Ingraham last night.
It's unfair because biological males and biological females compete at such different levels that allowing a biological male into our competition is taking up space and opportunity from all these hardworking women. The girl in ninth who should have been in eighth and had that podium spot had that taken away from her, as well as many others.
Which is heartbreaking. Can you believe, John, that a young girl, a high schooler, she's maybe 15, 16, mm-hmm. 17 years old, has to sit on national news to explain that boys and girls are different.
You know, and I made this point. These kids get it, okay? They know what's going on. My daughter's at a softball camp with Rockwood this week. We have a neighbor who plays for the team, and they were all abuzz about the pitcher up in Minnesota who is smoking the competition because he is a biological male, not a she. And it's just an issue of fairness. But Jen Say is so good at getting into some of these things. And then there's the issue of the, and this is separate, okay? It's important to say, the boxer from the Olympics last year, who is not transgender, but is biologically a male, we'll get into that. Jen's great at explaining it. Coming up here, we have audio cut of the day as well before the show wraps. And we got Jack White right here.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, we have audio cut of the day coming up here. About 24 hours ago, I retweeted my next guest, Jennifer Say from XXXY Athletics. And it's a very interesting moment because this goes back, you know, we were talking about these athletes that took down or stood down from the podium in Oregon. You had the situation in the Olympics last year, which is a little different than the situation with trans athletes because this is not a trans person, but a biological male. And Jen Say is here from XXXY Athletics to kind of break this down and explain it. Hello, Jen. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Let me play the audio, and I love that you attach this. This is the guy, Thomas Bach from the IOC, and this is what he said when all this was a controversy last year.
Some want to own the definition of who is a woman. And there I can only invite them to come up with a scientific-based a new definition of who is a woman and how can somebody being born, raised, competed, and having a passport as a woman cannot be considered a woman.
So, Jen, you very expertly said, well, here you go. Proof that Iman Kahif is a man, you're welcome, because the invitation was sort of answered here with this chromosome test, wasn't it?
It sure was. I mean, how silly. But he says in his stupid quote, sorry, it's so ridiculous.
Okay. Oh, that's
I have
okay.
to just say it. He says, I invite you to come up with a new definition. We don't need a new definition. The old definition works just fine. XY chromosomes, if there's a presence of a Y chromosome, that's a male. And I'm very sorry for Imani Khalif. If when he was born, he was perceived to be a girl and he was raised as a girl. He knows at this point that he is not, and he has known since puberty, is my guess. And he enters the boxing ring with women, and he beats them, and he wins gold medal. So wins a gold medal. So we don't need a new definition. It's kind of astonishing to me that the former head of the IOC would say such a dumb thing, but it's just proof of kind of this ideology having captured the imagination of the public, and they're willing to say the dumbest things to further it.
And this one is, you know, it's a little harder to explain only because
yes.
it's different than the transgender athletes that
it
are
is.
Taking the spots of athletes in Minnesota and California and Oregon,
That's
right?
Correct.
There's a little nuances.
Yes.
And I love that J.K. Rowling even said this because she's been and you've been and I've been, we're all accused of being transphobic. She made it very clear, and I love her position. I know you do as well. She said, I never said and never believed that Khalif was trans. I knew he was a man. The gender activists who created a political climate in which sex testing was seen as bigoted are as culpable as the IOC for the travesty that ensued. And that's well stated,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think just to be clear, and even the president has mistakenly said that Khalif is trans. He isn't trans. He is male with an X, born with XY chromosomes with what is called a DSD or a difference in sex development, likely something called 5-ARD, so that he presents as a female at birth in probably less developed countries that, you know, maybe aren't as sophisticated. And at puberty, it probably becomes quite clear that he is male because he will not menstruate. He doesn't have a uterus. He's a male. You know, he just had underdeveloped genitals. Sorry to be if that's too much, but that is the case. So he presented as female, but then didn't develop breasts, didn't develop any of the secondary sex characteristics, developed as a male. Now, like I said before, I feel sorry for this person if they thought they were a female and then later learned they're male. I mean, that's a very difficult thing. But in the public discourse, while this person is not trans, it is the same ideology that underpins this notion that we cannot do sex testing, that there is no difference between male and female. And if you say you're a woman, you are. He says he's a woman. His passport says he's a woman. So the IOC is accepting that he is, but he's not. You can change documents. You can change pieces of paper. You cannot change sex.
So do you think that this is actually going to have an impact on the IOC? Because is this still in the category of a leaked chromosome test, or has it been established at this point? Not that I'm doubting it, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, will they actually have to confront this?
I believe that they will. I mean, I think, first of all, it starts with world boxing. So there's a new sport governing box sport governing body for boxing. If you recall back in the Olympics, the IAB or the IBA, I'm not as close to sport governing body for boxing as I could be, they sort of lost governance, and the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, governed boxing in the Olympics. That's unusual. It's usually the individual sport governing bodies. There was a whole bunch of controversy surrounding the prior governing body. There is now a new one, World Boxing. They have just announced that for boxing, sex testing will be required, which you only need to do once, right? Because it doesn't change. So this is hardly an invasive process. I'm hoping they continue to uphold that. They'll certainly receive pressure, from the activist class. But they just announced days ago, sort of aligned with when this leaked sex test happened. Now, this test happened in 2023. I think it's incumbent upon World Boxing to uphold the policy that they've put out and put in place, which I believe that they will. And the IOC has said it's up to the individual sports, so they're going to have to leave it to boxing. What I hope is that they then put pressure on other sports to do the same.
So I know you saw this. Let's kind of get into a different territory here. And you have, even since we've last spoken, it's probably been 6 weeks or so, you've got a pitcher in Minnesota. You've got track athletes in both California and in Oregon taking spots away from women. And you have this gem of a piece of audio from Julie Hamel, who I was not familiar with Kate Baldwin on CNN.
What would make this fair for her to compete for those who are competing against her? What would that kind of structure in competition look like?
Who is her?
AB.
Okay, AB Hernandez is a male who identifies as a female. What would be fair is to have Hernandez competing in the male category. It is not fair to the females competing to have to compete with a male.
So, Jen, I was familiar with Julie, but shame on me if I wasn't. But she's one of my new heroes along with you and Riley Gaines, because that was quite an interview, wasn't it?
Amazing. Julie is a friend of mine. We met over the course of COVID. She was a fellow parent kind of pushing back on all the lockdowns and school closures. And how genius is she in that clip? She just speaks in plain language. She challenges all the ridiculousness that the CNN quote unquote journalist smuggles into the conversation. And she has no part of it. And I think what Julie does so effectively in that interview is the activist class, journalists, they want the public, they want our eyes trained on these boys. All they do is ask us about how unfair it is for these boys, how they'll kill themselves if they can't compete in girls. And Julie shifts our perspective back to the girls. We are prioritizing boys' feelings over girls' rights every single day that this happens. And you're so right. Just this past week, last weekend, five states awarded boys medals in girls track and field. And I'm not even counting the pitcher in Minnesota. So this is accelerating. And what I'm trying to do with the brand is put the focus back on the girls.
Well, good. She was so heroic. And I'm sorry, I think I said it was Kate Baldwin. It's Breonna Keeler. They all kind of mix and match together. But do you think, like, was Breonna Keeler being honest there? Did she not expect that reaction? Because that was just a smackdown of Breonna Keeler, right?
I don't think she did expect it, because she only talks to people who agree with her and use the same dumb verbiage she uses. They don't invite people on CNN who challenge their views. Julie might have been the first one. So I think she was completely taken aback, and she looked sort of stunned, like a deer in the headlights. She couldn't believe somebody would correct her in that fashion and dare call a trans-identified boy a he.
Yeah, well, she wound it back into, you know, what Breonna Keeler did is, okay, well, Trump is, you know, threatening to not give federal money. And she kind of ignores the fact that Title IX is rather important here. And she spins it in the way, well, would his federal funding threat hurt athletes? And she basically says, well, all these kids are going to hurt if they don't get federal money. Just ignoring the fact of how unfair it is. And by the way, you should follow the law on Title IX, so then this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, they've never challenged that in the past. The whole point of having Title IX is you have to adhere to the law or you don't get the federal funding. That's the
exactly.
sort of cudgel,
right?
I mean, that's the point. So if universities in the past or public education, you know, school systems in the past weren't allocating equal funding to girls' sports, girls' educational opportunities, that would be the result. They had no issue with that. But now they're twisting the meaning of Title IX to include gender identity. And now suddenly, Brianna, is that her name, has an issue with the way it's always meant to work. And there is a solution. Protect girls' sports. Protect girls' opportunities. Then you can have your federal funding.
Well, I have to, before I let you go here, Jen, say, because you know I'm a fan of the gear, and I have the, well, I, let me go back. I had the blue XXXY hat, and it was my favorite hat. My wife was stealing it from me, and I was, I don't like to share, okay? So I took that hat with me to Greece a few weeks ago, and I lost it in the airport in Frankfurt. I think that's where it disappeared. So when I came back, I bought two, so then I don't have to share. And I bought the black one as well. But I shared this with a guest yesterday, and I guess this is reflective of the moment. We adopted a puppy, my daughter and I, and my wife's out of town right now, but we have a new puppy in our household, and I went to an event with the Humane Society the other day, and I had my XXXY gear on because I love it. And there are literally people with they, them, you know, name tags and stuff like that. So by the time I was at this adoption event in downtown St. Louis at the aquarium, I had to pick the dog up. We picked the dog up later in the afternoon. And I swear to God, only because of my daughter and I was worried about retribution, I took the hat off. I guess that was not very brave of me, but I was worried that the they, them was going to do something to not allow me to get this puppy. I'm just telling you. So, but I love the gear. You know how much of a fan I am.
You know what? I totally understand. I obviously wear it every day, and there's days when I go out where I'm like, I just don't want to deal with it today. You know what I mean? And I wear something perhaps more subtle. I still wear it, but, you know, not the big logo, because there's days I feel it, too. It's pretty, it's tough out there if you take a stand on this issue.
Well,
so
you're
forgiven. I understand.
Thank you. But, I mean, going back to what happened in Oregon, if people watched the video, just before we welcomed you into the show, I played some of Riley on Fox with John Roberts earlier today talking about the girls in Oregon. And I know that I think Laura Ingraham had one of the athletes on last night. One of the most outrageous things about that is you got the guy that's shooing, they're standing in front of the podium trying to make a stand, and the guy's like shooing them away like they're nothing, even though they're the girls that should be on that podium.
Yeah, it's really, this is, I think what you've just articulated is the thing that's most alarming for me, is we're telling girls, do not speak, do not stand up in your own defense. After, you know, 30 years of girl power, you can do anything, the future is female. We're telling girls, be quiet, sit down, stop being selfish, who cares if you get second place, he matters more than you. That's what we're telling them. And those girls who did a very respectful protest were ushered away, just in the same way. Back in 2022, Riley was told, you need to stand down and let him take the trophy. We're prioritizing boys' feelings over girls' rights.
Well, it's outrageous. Yeah, it's outrageous.
I want to send young girls. Yeah.
You're highlighting it. Riley's highlighting it. And just tell Julie Hamill, I bet she's got a lot more fans after that SmackDown the other night. That was just brilliant. Really, really good.
Yeah.
But thank you, Jen Say. I always appreciate your help here on the show.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
She's great. I love the gear. I really do love the gear. I've said this before. She's not paying me to say this, but it's really good quality, and I love wearing my hat. My wife has this true story, Sue. I don't like to share, so I had to buy two hats just so Becky can have one. And then I bought an extra one for myself, too, because I'm very selfish. Here we go. Audio cut of the day is coming up. Well, let me offer a thank you to Mark Cox, because he's kind of walked me into something here this afternoon unintentionally from what he just said there.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
That auto pen came up today at the White House briefing, and we've covered a lot of Elon today, but this is important, too. Here's Peter Ducey's question to Carolyn.
When you look at these last-minute Biden pardons, the big ones, Biden siblings, Fauci, January 6th committee.
That's right.
Most of the big ones have the same very neat signature. Mm-hmm. We would expect that probably to be the auto pen. There is one that looks different. It looks authentic. In fact, if you look at the last name, it almost looks like the president was having a hard time spelling his last name there. Is this White House of the opinion that the only pardon that would count is one that the president signed himself?
Very interesting. Very interesting props. If you want to bring them to my office later so I can take a closer look, I would like to do that. The president is making a good point when he discusses the usage of the auto pen. Who was running the country for the past 4 years? Perhaps those documents were signed with the auto pen, something that this, I believe the Department of Justice is looking into. As you saw, Ed Martin made an announcement at the Department of Justice this morning to launch an investigation because the American people deserve answers.
You know, of course, Sue, if you would just Google this right now and you're an American citizen that would say, you know what, that might be a good question, because Peter Ducey literally has visuals that show you the difference between one signature where it looks like, he indicated this, Joe Biden couldn't even scratch his initials out, and the auto pen. So, of course, it's leading. I have all faith and confidence that if I went to the New York Times homepage right now, that if I went to the Washington Post, if I went to STL Today, that crappy piece of you-know-what, that I'd find really extensive coverage. But let's take this seriously. That's a legit question.
It is.
Who the hell was running the country the last 4 years? Now, legally, and whether or not that's something that they can go after and say these aren't, you know, these are not legal because the auto pen is not Joe Biden. Who the hell was Joe Biden in, you know, was it Jill? Was it Ron Klain who was doing it? But that is a fascinating question. They mentioned Ed Martin. Of course, he's from St. Louis. Ed's a little too crazy for me. I've known Ed for a long time. But I do think that the issue is very, very serious. We'll talk about it with Brian Kilmeade tomorrow at 325. Have a great night.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.